Welcome to another episode of Is the Mic Still On? This first conversation is about the movie Titanic, specifically how ridiculous it was for Jack to save Rose's life after only knowing her for a few days, and how it would have went down if the people on the ship were black. I don't know how we got here in this conversation, but this one is hilarious, and I hope you enjoy it.
I know you're about to lie because you're about to get married, so you have to say you would die.
No. There's some validity. hey, I would die for my I would die for my chick. You know what I'm saying? Like I will put myself in harm's way for my chick. Okay. But there's some validity to what you're saying. I just met your ass. Like, you know,
that's the issue.
That's the issue. That is the issue. But at the same time, wait, hold on. But at the same time, just because you met her, your connection could be that deep where you may feel, hey, I'm not saying me. I'm just saying I understand that you may feel the need, like your connection is much deeper than the day.
Let me just go ahead and say this.
They was together for a couple days on that ship, man.
She saved his life. Everyone is forgetting that.
I didn't forget that. I'd be like, appreciate it, but you still finna die.
So you would still feel the same way?
Look,
remembering what happened with, you know, her going down there and like chopping off his handcuff. He was literally going to drown handcuffed to a fucking pole. True.
Look, man,
talking about Titanic.
Yes,
and he died anyway.
The movie was so 3 hours. Did it make?
Yeah, everybody was going to die. I don't
remember
know,
her saving.
All I know is that it's preservation of self.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to live, no matter how much I feel. Unless you my wife with my kid,
even then,
I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I need a piece of wood too.
The point of the fucking movie.
No, it you just you just
let
too
me
sentimental.
Reiterate because you clearly haven't watched it in like since you first saw it.
I sure have.
So remember, when they were saying women and children get on the little boats or whatever, and her mom was like, "Fuck all these niggas, get on this shit." You know what I'm saying? And she got on the boat, and then she was being anchored down. He was watching her being anchored down, and then she jumped off back to go see him. You know what I'm saying? And so she pretty much was risking her life anyways to go see this nigga. Why, after that and her trying to save his life, would he not risk his shit for her?
Because he's not a cornball. If it was not a cornball,
are you fucking kidding me?
Listen, look. This is life and death. This is not if we're talking about real life. If I'm on a boat and I just met this chick, oh, you're cool and all. I met you 2 days ago. Oh, we fucked. Great, whatever. Even though you got a man, whatever. And then something happens to the boat. I'm not dying for you.
Mike, you're saying that like you just met this bitch on a cruise ship.
We did.
And like
nothing popped off. Like you didn't fall in love.
Nothing popped off. You have to take into consideration.
Fell in love in 2 days. Now you got a real point.
Couple of days.
Fell in love in 2 days.
Look, what I'm saying is, if you were in this position, were you A? It's three things you have to consider. It's three things
and
you have to consider.
And hold on tight.
Look.
Right.
This is what I'm saying. It's three things to consider.
You let go.
So the first thing is, yeah, whatever, y'all fuck. Whatever. Mm-hmm. B, she saved your life.
Okay. Appreciate you.
Okay. C, she risked her life.
Appreciate you.
Because she knew she was going. So you still give no fuck?
That's all you got?
That's all you got.
I thought you were going somewhere.
I know.
What do you mean?
I thought you were going somewhere. Your car just broke the fuck down.
It sure did. So you don't even kind of see why he did it? You don't even kind of see?
No.
It makes no fucking
survival
sense.
Of the pig.
Exactly. I'm sorry.
Sophie, look. I gotta give the chick props for coming back and all of that.
Yeah.
But at the same time. Wait, hold on. Okay, cool.
Wow!
If you save me, no, wait, hold on. You saved me from drowning, right? Like you broke the handcuffs and all of that.
With the axe, my nigga.
Don't you think I want to live too? Like you came to save me.
Exactly. You wasted your own time.
Exactly.
That's your fault.
Exactly.
You saved me so I could die.
You saved me.
No, wait. You saved me so we could both live, right?
Right.
So say I'm still trying to fuck. So nigga, we
not talking about the chick.
I'm trying to live with you.
But it's between you and her, though.
Exactly.
There's only one piece of wood.
Well, shit.
That if you die,
it's a wrap.
You're not going to do nothing with your wood the rest of your life. So you're going to let her have the wood.
Nah.
Thank you.
He already let her have
the wood. I'm taking the wood. Oh, y'all stupid. I'm taking the wood, man.
I gave you the wood earlier.
We gonna punch.
Why you need this wood one right here? Cause I gave you some wood already, goddamn.
Whatever. Y'all are tripping.
y'all.
It's a good movie.
No, I'm just being
it's
honest.
It's not unrealistic.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it's unrealistic for the movie purposes. No, but you can see why he did that in the movie.
No.
I'm sorry.
I can see why the movie writer
and I can tell
put that
now,
in the movie.
If you think somebody will do that shit for your
thank
ass.
You.
After I saved their life and we had sex.
It ain't gonna happen.
I'm sorry.
Nobody
there's an emotional attachment here.
And your shit's gonna be as cold as that motherfucking water is. Mm-hmm. You're gonna die thinking about, damn, I jumped out the boat to go save this motherfucker. And I'm now like, I'm sitting here in the water and this motherfucker got a piece of wood and I'm over here in the water. Shit. Yeah. Now I'm dead.
I
gave this motherfucker my ass.
You know what?
And I'm holding wood like this. I still fuck though.
Y'all are fucking trash. Y'all are trash.
I would love for that movie having all a black cast.
Titanic with a black cast.
It would be completely different.
Yeah.
Nigga, like, shit. Yeah. She dying.
No. She dying. Because, no, y'all stop it. Y'all know a black woman ain't getting off that goddamn boat. So I have to go chop off a goddamn. His ass shouldn't have got in trouble anyway. I ain't telling him to go do all that shit. He already knew I had a man. Fuck up. She ain't getting off that goddamn boat. Y'all know that shit.
That's true.
That's why I would be interested to see a black cast. That damn would not be still playing while
I'm hell no! Why the fuck are y'all still playing?
What movie was that with the band pit? Gotta go.
Color Purple.
Color Purple.
That was Color Purple.
It would have been like Color Purple.
Gotta go.
Gotta go.
Can you imagine that was a black band playing that? It was a black band. They would have at least played some tasteful music on Titanic. Wasn't it black people? No, there was no black people. I think the black people were cooks. I thought I saw a cook or something. I thought I saw a three black band. No, the band was white. Well, first of all, y'all wouldn't even know when the fucking damn iceberg was coming.
Because the black, the damn captain would have been on one of them boats rowing away.
Hell yeah.
Gone. With a fucking horn. Get up the boat.
That nigga, he's about a mile away too. And that little ass go, hey, you're in the movie, look at all that shit.
Look at all that shit. I would love that being that cast.
So how many years you got to put in before you'll die for your woman?
How many
I already
years?
Got raw. He'd be like, a 10 minutes, baby. I'm trying to make
you
can't share that with that woman.
You can't rotate.
That's what I said. I think I would be trying to figure out ways to make it both work.
Because I'm like, God damn, man.
I think I was thinking that as a, I wasn't a child, but I was a teenager. I was like, why couldn't they both be saved? Like, how, like, y'all was trying
there
to.
There wasn't no other pieces of wood like that.
Like, I'm like,
that's why she had to be away.
You know what pissed me off? The fact that they came so fucking late with that boat, like 30 minutes later.
It takes a while to get there.
Yeah. No, but they didn't want to go back, you know what I'm saying? Because the people were going to come, whatever. But then when mostly everybody was dead, they was like, well, let's go see if anybody's still here.
But they didn't know.
Yeah.
They didn't know. Like, you can't, you just see people floating. Like, you don't know if they dead or not. Like, you don't know if they icicles or not.
I mean, they're
I cannot believe this damn movie. So fucking stupid.
It was whack.
So it was corny. It's because it's your favorite movie of all time. It's a good movie. I didn't think so. It has a lot of nostalgia. Titanic is in the top of movie list. Stop it. Absolutely. Stop it. Why? From a like an artistic perspective, like the soundtrack.
Yes. I'm not even saying, like, I say top 10.
If somebody said that to me, I would really lose a lot of respect for the movie list.
Man, fuck that.
You can say whatever you want to say about me, man. Like, look, that movie was great, man.
Of all time.
I'm saying, like, Titanic is up there.
Of all time,
I would say,
you would say Titanic is in the top 10 list of all time.
Give me 10 that's better than top 10.
I could give you 50.
Give me 10.
From an artistic standpoint, if you're looking at
Titanic. No, not just artistic, just the movie put together as a whole. The acting, the visuals, the cinematography, everything. Like, that movie was the soundtrack.
Attention to detail.
Everything that gets voted for movies. That movie has all of those qualities.
I've seen a lot of top 10 lists.
Okay, good.
And I've never seen that in a top 10 list.
Y'all
if it's in yours, that's fine. But if this was a reputable website that put this up, I'd be like, I don't know how much I'm listening to y'all right now.
No, man. Titanic was really good. These it was put together really well.
Trying to game me. Damn, yeah, was so.
Like, I just want to hear your top 10. Like, give me five that's better than top 10. Well, no,
okay, but that's the thing. This conversation's not going to go anywhere because these are. This is. I thought you were saying that this was a generally.
And I didn't necessarily say top 10. I said it's on top list. I don't know.
You said top 10.
I didn't say top 10.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
I didn't. No, y'all started saying top 10.
That's not what you meant.
That's what you said. You said the top 10. You said it's in the top 10.
It's in the top list. I said the top list. But if I said top 10, whatever. Yeah, I think all of y'all are wrong. We'll see when it come out. I'm going to say this now. I'm going to say this now that y'all was fucking wrong. So I can laugh in y'all face when I hear the podcast. Even the producer himself said it too. But I did not say top 10. I said the top list. So when it come back out, the producer's gonna be fucking wrong and everybody else is gonna be fucking wrong. Anyway, I said the top list. I'm not even saying, like, say top 10.
If somebody said that to me, I would really lose a lot of respect for their movie list. Titanic is in the top 10 list of all time.
Give me 10 that's better than top 10.
Ooh, I could give you 50.
Like romantic
of all time.
I'll say top 10.
Now, was that petty? Yeah, maybe a little bit, but I don't like being wrong when I know I'm right. And I also just save you some time because now you don't have to rewind to hear it for yourself. Anyway, enjoy the rest of the show.
Okay. Huh?
It doesn't matter, probably, whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm just saying, it's up there. I would be surprised if it's not in top list.
And like, the fact that he didn't win an Oscar for that performance.
Well, he's a good actor. He got robbed a bunch of times. His acting wasn't the issue. Yeah. It was the story that was worse.
That's an attack on him.
The story was good, man.
It's not you got a girl that cheated on a man with this dude in 2 days.
It was complex.
Oh, whatever, Mike. You know they did.
I don't know that they did because I don't really remember. All I remember is that dumbass died for this chick he met 2 days ago.
You know what?
That cinched the movie. That's stupid.
Like 19...
Something like that. Yeah, I know. He's a PD. Always knows.
Iron
Fist. All right, yeah, I was
going
to say next.
Before we get to Iron Fist.
That's the one we're talking about first.
Let's hold on, man. Before we get to Iron Fist.
What's wrong with
Iron Fist? No, it's not wrong with Iron Fist. I'm just talking about, let's revisit Get Out since I watched it a little bit.
I saw your tweet. Yeah, it pissed me off.
That's cool.
Damn.
But look, fine.
I'm going to tell you.
Go ahead.
What did he say?
I said I was unimpressed. But it's mainly
what's gonna happen.
Exactly, and that's why I was. That's the reason why I felt that I just should have stayed home and waited for a better version on the Fire Stick.
Michael J. Fox ass.
The best
going really? Back to the future shit.
Really?
Oh, I was like, what does that even mean?
I didn't know what it meant either. I thought somebody else did. I'm like, go
ahead. But look, I think the dopest thing about the movie. I don't think it was a bad movie. I don't think it was a bad movie at all. I think the acting was amazing. I thought the cast was amazing. I thought the idea behind the movie is dope. It's just that since I felt that I knew what was going to happen before it happened, I was sitting there like, yep, this is, yep. I just didn't like it. But the one thing that I thought was the dopest thing about the movie, the sunken place. That shit is scary as fuck. I thought that was the dopest thing about the movie. But everything else was kind of like,
This is why you don't read reviews before you go see movies.
That's what I was saying about him. Like, I feel like because we talked about it, kind of ruined it for you a little bit too. You may not say that it did, but I think
the sunken place part still got to him. But I think but he already guessed it though. Remember?
Yeah, and
it doesn't matter. It's different from like.
I mean, we really talked about it.
No.
We really went.
Y'all talked about it. Y'all made my expectation level a little bit higher. Like, holy shit!
Yeah, everybody saw it.
That's my point.
Yeah, okay, but when I sat there and I watched it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm expecting or I'm thinking about some of the stuff that y'all was saying, and as I'm watching it, I'm like, this is what I thought it was. Like, regardless of what y'all said.
Yeah, if we didn't talk about it, there's no way in hell I believe that you would have picked up all the symbolism. There's no way. Period. Point blank. No way.
Okay, what are you talking about? And if I didn't hear you guys talk about it, what I would have picked up
on? Okay, so you would have picked up every little nuance, every subtle bit of, like, institutional structural racism. You'd have picked up all of that.
Yeah.
Are you being serious?
No. Look. I think that the stuff...
like when they were perusing him, right, to all of the white, I guess, bidders or whatever, yeah, and all of that stuff. I think that was blatant. Like,
I'm
that,
not talking about just
okay.
That.
So what are you talking about?
There were. I'm asking you. There were mm-hmm. a number.
But I'm asking you for an example.
I'm asking you to tell me since mm-hmm. you figured every fucking thing out. Mm-hmm. So what? Okay. So you figured mm-hmm. out every single bit of symbolism. So give me a couple.
But like, what symbolism? What symbolism?
Anything. What did you take from the movie? If we were talking about symbolism, what were they trying to convey with anything? Just give me something. Because the thing about it is, somebody mm-hmm. sat me down and said, Mike, mm-hmm. give me some bits of symbolism from this movie. Mm-hmm. I can name you plenty. So mm-hmm. what I'm saying is you.
Okay, so even like watching the movie and even before the movie, I thought that people, those white people were trying to be black people. And I thought because black is in. And then the fact that the motherfucker said that shit damn near verbatim, mm-hmm. I was like, holy fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely caught that on with okay. or without. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, that was obvious. But okay.
And more symbolism.
What about the cotton shit?
The cotton shit.
When he picked the cotton, put it in his ear, and
all
that. Well,
you just gave him the symbolism, right?
Well, no, I'm just saying, did he know that? Oh, you're saying don't give it to him, see if he caught it. But I mean, come on, man.
No,
we already talked about it.
So he just said yes.
No, but see, I didn't necessarily, I didn't think about, like, the cotton putting in your ears.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, okay.
Cool, but I saw that as a great strategy to get the fuck up out of there. But I didn't think about it being cotton and you being black.
So you picked up why the big black dude was running down the fucking in the middle of the night?
No, I didn't.
Okay, Ralph. So you didn't. So that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So you didn't even catch.
And I said it. But
some of the main symbolism that was in the movie. Did you? Okay. Why was the white chick bugging out when the cop pulled them over?
Because I'm assuming she knew everything that she was that they were planning to do.
Okay. So what was the subtle symbolism there? So you didn't even think about the fact that an angry white woman is perceived mm-hmm. as far less dangerous than a subtle black man.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm saying, Ralph, so you didn't.
No, but I don't know, man. I guess because, like, when I saw it, it's like that shit happens all the time. Like, I'm not.
But you didn't even catch it. So you just sat in the theater. You're mm-hmm. you're turning into an old curmudgeon. You walked into that movie thinking, I'm not gonna love this. And you sat there and you didn't love it.
No, I didn't say that I wasn't going to love it. I just felt that I knew some of the things that were going to happen.
Based on the trailer. Right. And then that's because it was overhyped based on us talking about it.
I don't know. He said it's not that. No, I don't think that's what it is. Yeah. I think that he walked in and thought that he didn't have to think about it that hard because he knew everything else was going to fucking happen.
No,
so he sat down and was just like, all right, yep, she yelling. Yeah, she yelling. Alright, oh yeah, she twisting her wig. Yeah, she twisting her wig. That's all you did. I don't think you thought about it.
You look, man, when I was watching that movie, everything that happened in that movie, the reason why I thought it was good, I thought mm-hmm. from a director's perspective, writing and everything, was because all of that shit actually happens. But you're 100% right. I'm not thinking about the symbolism of the white woman being super angry, being more or less violent or prone to violence than the black man being calm.
What about the cereal at the end? Did you catch anything
with that? The cereal at the end?
She was sitting in
the
bed.
Why was she? Yeah, she went home. Don't.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
She was eating cereal at the end of the movie. Mm-hmm. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't notice any details with that?
She was on a laptop. Mm-hmm. I'm about to say.
B?
When she was on she was on a laptop.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't.
Oh. See? What is she was. She was drinking a cup of milk,
mm-hmm.
and you don't remember she was eating the cereal dry. Do you remember what kind of cereal it was?
I don't remember
the conversation. See, Ralph? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hit the table like that.
About to knock over the damn car.
You weren't even paying attention.
I don't remember the shit.
It was a major part. It was a major point of the movie.
Okay.
And well, to be honest, I didn't even catch it that deep. I noticed that she was eating Fruit Loops mm-hmm. or some kind of fruity cereal.
It was Fruit Loops. Mm-hmm.
And a glass of milk mm-hmm. separately. You didn't notice that.
I
noticed that part, but I was like, I wonder what the detailed symbolism mm-hmm. is there. Mm-hmm. And people were saying, oh, it's because she didn't want to mix the white whites. With the color.
Yeah. Oh my
and that
God.
Shit, and if nobody yeah. said that to you, you'd have walked out thinking, yeah, she eats you.
No.
Wait. Was that really what that was about?
I think
about?
It was. Because cups of milk have become a symbol for the alt-right.
Yep.
And really? I thought it was some bullshit too, until I went and looked it up, and I was like, holy shit, that's actually deep. Why else would she be eating colored cereal.
I thought she was just weird.
And that's what I thought too. But the thing is, I walked out and I even said it in my review video, I was like, there's gotta be something else there. And I didn't think it was as obvious as, oh, they're just, she don't wanna mix it with some color. But I think it really was that. She was.
I thought people was just being fake deep when they said that.
So I don't think like, so.
Y'all doing too much.
I don't think so.
But, I mean, if you say it.
No, but look, that movie was completely intentional. If that happened in that movie, it meant something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I guess me watching it when I watched it, I missed that subtlety.
I think you walked in with a bad attitude.
No, I did.
To be honest, I think you did. I think you walked in thinking he knew everything. Exactly.
I didn't walk in. Look, I'm telling you, I can be completely objectional. Like everything that I thought, I left it off. I watched the movie, but those subtleties, I don't remember that shit. I think I gotta watch it again.
That's the whole point. I only watched it once.
That's cool.
But that's the whole. I think that was the whole point of the movie. It wasn't just a thriller. Ooh, get away, run, hide, get out. No, it was. Like,
yeah, no. There was a whole bunch of that.
But nobody goes into a movie and realistically try to point out stuff like that. So a lot of people just go to a movie to enjoy it.
Disagree. Right? Think about it. I walked into that movie expecting it to be a very campy horror movie.
Okay.
Because remember when I posted this shit, everyone thought it was a joke. And I thought it was a joke. I was like, this is going to be fucking hilariously great. And by the time I went and saw it, people were saying that they loved it, but I hadn't read any think pieces on it. So I walked into the movie, and within like 10, 15 minutes, I was like, okay, nah, there's some other shit going on. And I'm definitely not
the most
woke or deep person in the fucking room. But so if I'm picking it up, well, how come nobody else would?
But that's my point, though, Mike. I'm saying you're not going in with that mind. Like you said, it took you about 10 minutes, right?
Yeah.
My point is that you're going in to just look at a movie.
Absolutely.
Nobody's going in there with a critic's mindset like, oh, man, I'm finna go ahead and really figure this out and put all the puzzle pieces. No, nobody's doing that. He just went as a casual moviegoer and just watched the movie.
Right.
I don't think it's his fault that he didn't pay attention to the subtleties of it, and that's why he didn't enjoy it.
I'm saying that I genuinely think that Ralph thought he knew what was going to happen. So when the things were happening on a surface level, he's like, oh yeah, I expected that. I expected that. That's why I'm saying when I say you walked with a bad attitude. I'm not saying you were angry or in a bad mood. I'm saying I think you walked in thinking, I know what the story is. And yeah, maybe you did. Maybe you figured out the story, but I don't think the story was really the main part of the movie.
And see, that's what I'm saying, that I think that we ruined it for him because
absolutely,
you know
I agree
what I'm saying? Like, because like at that point, whether you want to or not, you're gonna go with preconceived notions about it. So like, no matter how much you say that we didn't influence any of that, we did because we talked about it heavily.
I think we ruined it for you.
Yeah.
I think if you walked in dry, you'd like it.
I don't think y'all ruined it for me. And like I said, I don't think that I didn't say it was a bad movie.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? I just said I was unimpressed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But you were unimpressed because you didn't think about the subtleties.
Exactly.
Nuances.
So those subtleties, some of those subtleties, I'm not saying that I wouldn't watch it again.
Sure.
But just like in music, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of movies that I'll watch a second or third or fourth, fifth time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy fuck, I didn't catch all of that stuff.
I think this is one of those movies.
And this is definitely one of those movies where there was a whole bunch of stuff that I know went over my head, and there was some of the stuff that I caught. You know what I'm saying? In terms of the story, because I'm watching something. So the whole serial thing, I'm thinking, because to me, she was weird from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? So when I see
that didn't shock you.
That didn't shock me because it was part of the story. I didn't think about it from the whole segregation perspective that the whole undertone of the movie had.
Right.
I'm not thinking that. You know what I'm saying? So I may pick up on some of those other subtleties, some of those other things that a creative director is gonna put into a movie that is gonna go over your head.
Did you notice her messing with her wig? The black chick. I forget her name now. Did you notice her messing with her wig?
No. Let's just move on, man.
And that's all for this week's episode of Is the Mic Still On? We hope you had a good time listening. If you did, tell your friends and spread the word. Drop us a 5-star review on iTunes and share the show on your social media. Let us know how we're doing and tweet us your comments and concerns over at Is the Mic Still On? And if you want to hear more conversations from Dead End Hip Hop, make sure you go over to YouTube and subscribe to the channel and dive into years of content. I'm Jay Burritos, and you can catch me on the Runaway Jukebox podcast every Monday where podcasts are available. And we'll catch you next time. This has been Is the Mic Still On? Starring FIFO 24/7, BZ430, KB Eng, Mike C Town, I Am Modest Media, and Sire Music. Produced by Jay Burritos of Runaway Jukebox. All original music created by BZ430.